Good morning, everyone. This is Larry Phillips, and I'm working through the poems for edification book, and we're ready for just about halfway through the book. I hope this is edifying to somebody. It was written about, I guess a year, 2 years ago. This was entitled Lot Was Vexed. Lot was vexed while in Sodom. We're in Sodom too. Are we vexed like Lot was? Do we abhor evil too? Or are we drawn away of our own lust and enticed? God help us in the midst of all this vice. Turn our eyes to you, we pray this day, and then our thoughts and minds will be on you. Turn us and we will be turned. You make all things new. Give us a hatred for sin and cause us to run from it. Give us your continued grace and mercy so that in heavenly places we can sit. Let us not be conquered by sin and death and hell. Let us cry out to you when our weak flesh is fell. Only you can give us victory over prevailing sin and cause us to walk in truth until the very end. Your mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Even in the midst of Babylon, in God we only trust. The next one is entitled, Truth Must Be Revealed. The only way we can have truth is to have it revealed. The only way one can have truth is to have it revealed to them, quickened by the Holy Spirit and applied by the blood of the Lamb. If man is dead in his trespasses and sins, Christ said, you must be born again. And until this happens, no truth is revealed in him. But when one is born again, the truth of the gospel is embraced and cherished. The believer realizes, then they will never perish. For they are foreknown, called, blood-bought, and elected from above, and have been given God's eternal love. The next one is entitled, The Carpenter's Son. Growing up, Jesus was known as the carpenter's son, helping his father work with wood that Christ had created from trees that he had made. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. All things were created by him. Even the trees Joseph the carpenter worked with as a part of his trade. Jesus is the greatest carpenter that ever lived, building an eternal kingdom with his hands. Not with wood and stubble is this kingdom made, but with the precious blood of Jesus, which he freely laid. When he laid his life down on Calvary for all of God's elect, the one that the Father for him did select. The carpenter's son was the greatest builder that could ever be, giving life for all of the elect family. The next one is entitled Eternal Blessings. There are many things we have been blessed with while we live here on this earth. Friends and family, food and shelter, joy and gladness and convenience daily. These things give us mirth. But think about the eternal blessings we will receive in glory when we will then live out the rest of the story. That Christ has provided for all of us then will have such joy and happiness that never will end. So when we get discouraged while living down here, look forward to the eternal blessings that all God's people will share. The next one is entitled Our Daily Bread. When we pray, give us our daily bread, we're not praying for just physical food, we're being fed. No, we're praying for that manna which comes down from heaven above. That manna is full of God's eternal love, showered down to us from heaven from his dear son and applied to us daily by the three in one. Give us our daily bread should be our daily plea. The spiritual manna from heaven will provide our every need. The last one I'm going to read today is called God Has His Remnant. God has always had his people since the creation of the world. His purpose was redemption for them. That was why he sent his son. Sometimes it's hard to find them. They're scattered here and there, but when you find a like-minded believer, it's an answer to our prayers. We all need fellowship with those of like faith to share one another's burdens and them to our Heavenly Father take. Let us build one another up and not tear one another down, for when we do this, our Heavenly Father frowns. But he smiles and is delighted when we walk in the love of Christ, and having true fellowship with other believers is awfully nice. May the good Lord be with you this day is my prayer. God bless.